This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Over the weekend, we gave away a trip to Vegas to see Shania at her Vegas residency. And fresh from Vegas is our friend Shannon, who's in Oceanside, who saw that very show.
It was amazing. She's better than Garth. And it was better than any other Vegas show I've ever seen.
Really?
Better than Garth.
Wow, that's pretty big. Now, imagine the spectacle of it, because Shania, she's got a lot of costume changes and a lot of... It's really a big stage show.
Yes, and hot men, hot girls in teeny tiny dresses along with her. It was amazing.
Well, Shania's not going to surround herself with people who are doggy. Come on.
No. She's already married to one.
Yes.
I mean...
His nickname was Mutt.
Right? Figuratively and literally. The guy was a dog, man.
No kidding.
Anyway.
So how long was the show, Shannon?
About 2.5 hours.
Oh, that's long.
Did she have an intermission?
No, not really. Well, I mean, there was a small break for a costume change, but not big.
Wow, that's cool.
I'm surprised by that, actually.
Yeah, how long that is? How many costume changes would you say she had?
At least six.
That's a lot.
Yeah, she was hot.
She was hot?
Yeah, she's hot.
Surrounded by hot men and hot women, so the whole show was hot.
Yes. And better than Garth, and I love Garth. Like, I've seen Garth like six times, but it's lovely.
She opened up the show with Don't Be Stupid, You Know I Love You?
Yes.
Did she close the show with Man, I Feel Like a Woman?
Yes.
Oh, John's on the set list site, aren't you?
Yeah, yeah. I'm looking up her set list right now. Man, she just has so many hits.
Oh, my God. So many hits. No wonder her show's 2.5 hours, right?
I definitely would go see it again.
Because it's hot. She's hot. They're hot. It's hot. Rating by Shannon. Hot.
833-287-1037. How about this? Disneyland family four-pack all week for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Win or lose, you're going to go to Disney, take your family too. If you win, you have $100 extra as well. 833-287-1037. Call now for Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. It's bound to happen. Somebody, maybe you, on Thursday said, oh, we forgot this part of our Thanksgiving dinner. And it's too late. Dinner's already been served. It might have even been over.
John and I were each talking about our Thanksgiving meals, and I mentioned that we had forgot a few things, and we didn't realize it till we were sitting down eating.
Now, mine was admittedly a little bit minor. Now, as you know, my daughters are vegan.
Yes.
And it was a wonderful day in our life when we discovered that crescent rolls are vegan.
Okay.
But it really doesn't matter if they're vegan or dripping with meat juice, if you leave them in the tube in the fridge and forget to make them.
Oh.
We do a buffet thing at my sister's place. There's a lot of people, you see. My brother-in-law pulls me aside. He goes, you forgot the crescent rolls for the girls.
No.
And I'm like, don't say a word. I don't think they even knew they were here. Are you sure they love the crescent rolls?
Julia's across the table. Abby, Dad forgot the crescent rolls.
But those only take like 10 minutes. Yeah. I mean, you could have thrown those
right
in the oven.
I was already digging in. Yeah. I've been working for 2 straight days on food. Believe me, those crescent rolls are still in that tube.
Totally understand.
How about you?
So for us, it was once we sat down, because Grayson and I were in charge of this, we realized we forgot to roast the vegetables that we were making.
So they were just sitting in a dish on
not
like,
even
like raw vegetable.
We were going to have roasted vegetables, asparagus, and different types of peppers. And Grace and I were in charge of making that. Totally forgot about it.
So there's vegetables in a bag still in your refrigerator.
They were sitting in the crisper drawer. And then I said afterwards, didn't even realize this till afterwards. Oh no. We forgot the cranberry sauce that was in the bowl in the fridge.
Nobody during Thanksgiving dinner said, where's the cranberries?
Nobody during Thanksgiving dinner said, wow, this is a very tan meal.
No veggies, no cranberries. So what, you had potatoes and turkey?
So we had potatoes, we had stuffing, we had turkey, I had the gravy. I guess everybody was so wound up eating all the deviled eggs and everything else that we had for our appetizers, including guacamole. So that was the greenest thing we had.
Sure. 833-287-1037. Did you pull a Tammy? Did you pull a John? Was it like mild like crescent rolls, or was it basically the entire dinner like Tammy's?
Okay.
833.
It was not the entire dinner. It was everything that wasn't
tan. Oh my gosh, turkey. 833-287-1037. Like to hear your stories. What did you forget? Like, oh my God, it's right there.
Right there. My husband made turkey soup last night. We had a little side dish of cranberries.
Oh, yeah. Well, you got plenty.
Gotta eat them.
833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
John, how many black shirts do you think you own? Let's just go specifically t-shirts.
Oh my God.
What would you guess the number would be?
I mean, a stupid amount. Do my daughters call you?
No, I'm just asking this for a reason.
I'm going to go ahead and say more than 40.
Okay.
God, I got a problem.
Okay. You do not have a problem.
My favorite color is black.
I get it. And a lot of people, that's a go-to thing, right? Hides a lot of stuff. Everybody looks good in black. Oh, there you go.
I didn't think I was hiding anything, thanks.
Well, that's why a lot of women wear black, because it's slimming and it hides things. But you are in good company. And by the way, you're just a baby when it comes to how many black shirts is very tiny.
Okay.
Because Luke Combs is on a Hulu documentary special that Luke Bryan is hosting. And Luke asked Luke how many black Columbia button-up shirts he has. Want to guess the number?
Oh, okay. I mean,
if you got 40, how many do you think he has?
75.
Okay. Luke Combs says he has anywhere from 150 to 200 of those black Columbia button-up shirts that, yes, he wears all the time on stage.
Let me guess. He's sponsored by Columbia?
Yes. Back in 2018, they partnered together. Mm. So, yeah. But I'm wondering, will Luke Combs wear the black button-up when he headlines Stagecoach?
Yes.
But it's so hot there.
That's
his
look, though. That's what he wears for every show.
I guess.
Find me a show, a performance, that Luke Combs is not wearing a black Columbia button-up shirt, and that's your answer.
Okay. I will do the research on that.
I always wonder what those maniacs to look like rock stars wear when they're in the desert. It's so freaking hot at Stagecoach, and they're up there, you know, pretending they're comfortable in their leather pants and their their black fur. It's like, bro, put on a tank top like the rest of us.
Who's wearing black fur?
Oh, you know those people. 833-287-1037. We've got a chance for you to take your kids to Disneyland, or just take you and your friends to Disneyland. We're not going to judge. Either way, you're going. Family four pack at 833-287-1037 just for taking on Tammy and Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Who knows? You might even win $100. 833-287-1037. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON. Before we left for Thanksgiving break, I was debating whether or not our family should dress up for Thanksgiving. Mm-hmm. We did. Or dress down. Thanks to my brother-in-law, Butch, not only did we get to dress down as well, but do so in a very comfortable way. Butch is joining us now from his basement office in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. Butch, you've started something here, pal, and you know where I'm going with this. Last week, before I left for Minnesota, my sister Gina joined us and kind of let it slip that my brother-in-law was buying a velour tracksuit, aka what the Soprano guys would wear.
Yes.
Aka what my father used to wear before he passed away.
Right, sure, it's comfortable.
And my eyes instantly lit up, and I thought to myself, I'm buying a velour tracksuit, I'm going to get it sent to Gina's house, and I'm going to join Butch in his, I thought it kind of a goof. But Butch, something kind of fun happened there, didn't it?
Yes. So you sent me a text saying, I have a package arriving with my name on it. Please put it in my suite. upon my arrival, I will. And I didn't know what it was. So, and I think you're right, John. I bought the tracksuit as a kind of a spoof, just, you know, have some fun or whatever. But I think it's going to become a way of life. So
we're not joking.
No, you can see the picture on our socials right now. It's so good. And my husband was jealous. He wanted to be a part of that, too.
Now, listen, I don't know if I'm comfortable enough with myself, if I have the confidence to actually wear it outside the house. I mean, it is a stereotypical old Italian dude sweatsuit. You know the ones we're talking about.
Yes.
And this is a velour.
Is it velvet?
It's better. It's velour. The feel of velvet without the price.
Yeah.
But it's so comfortable.
Yes.
And I didn't want to take it off. I literally, when I was unpacking, when I got home, Butch, I was thinking, I'm going to put that baby back on again. But yeah. I didn't because my neighbors were coming over.
But, John, you rocked that thing. Like, that was, I could see you wearing that out in public all the time.
Women did this for years with the Juicy Couture velour tracksuits all the time. That was, like, the fashion to have for the longest time.
Butch and I are so serious about this that we started pricing different velour tracksuits before I left.
Yes.
What's the spendiest one that you found, Butch?
I found one for, I think it was like $235 or something like that. I think it was Italian. I didn't pay much attention to it because that's not in my budget. So I was looking at more like the Cyber Monday deals of on sale for $35.
But I'll bet that $200 one is made really well.
I have to admit it. This is a thing for us now.
Yeah, I love it. Love it.
We are going to have multiple velour tracksuits now, and this is going to be a family thing.
I have to ask, because when John was talking about this, I said, now you can't take it out right away. You got to let Butch have his moment first.
That's hilarious.
Right? That Butch has got to do it first because you don't want to steal his thunder. So how did you do it?
I kept saying to Butch, hey, the tracksuit, baby? He's like, oh, no. Comes out for Thanksgiving, like, Butch, where's the tracksuit? I'm not going to get turkey guts all over my tracksuit. Like, right. I want a tracksuit.
Yeah.
So finally, it was Black Friday.
Uh-huh.
Butch comes down. He's got the tracksuit on.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, my God, perfect. I immediately run downstairs to my bedroom and change into my fabulous velour tracksuit. I was a little bit worried that you'd think, oh, John's trying to upstage me with his tracksuit. You didn't feel threatened by my velourity, did you?
I think if you're willing to wear one of those, you're not threatened by anyone wearing anything. So, but I will say that you rocked it a lot better than I rocked mine. So,
I don't know about that.
I don't agree either.
You had a great, like, your color. Then you added the white shoes to really, like, make it next level. I mean, this is carefully thought out. Probably more wardrobe consideration ever. I'm trying to see if I can get six more so I can just wear a different color every day. It's going to be a new lifestyle for me. So,
Tammy, let me tell you something from the heart here, and Butch knows this already, but I'm going to say anyway. If you ever want to be taken care of in someone's house, go and visit my brother-in-law.
Okay.
You will not want for anything when he is the host and you are his guest. And I say that with the utmost love and respect, and mostly because you have to deal with my family for a solid week, bro. That's a lot.
This past week went so fast and it was so fun. It was great. It was super fun.
I miss you, kid.
I can't wait to meet you someday, Butch.
I'm going to come out and visit, and I promise you, Tammy, when I meet you, I'll wear a fancy velour tracksuit.
Okay, awesome. I love it.
You know what? I'm taking the tracksuit to the beach.
Okay.
I'm going to see how that goes. All right, man. I love you, kid. I'll talk to you soon. Thanks again for everything this past week, man.
Thank you.
Especially for introducing the velour tracksuit to my life.
Mm-hmm.
Tammy did post a picture of us on our socials. John and Tammy, San Diego's Morning Show on KSON.
Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's head out to Jessica in Santee. Good morning, Jessica.
Good morning.
Jessica, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Tammy, sorry, but you guys get lost for a few minutes.
All right, good luck.
All right, Jessica, five pop culture questions for you. You get more right than Tammy. You get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you that all ties are going to go to Tammy, okay?
Got it.
Britney Spears turned 43 yesterday. She starred in the Disney Channel show Mickey Mouse Club. Her younger sister, Jamie Lynn, began her career as a child actress on what Nickelodeon show?
Oh, gosh. I have no clue. All that?
Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen proposed to actress and singer Hailee Steinfeld last week. Hailee starred alongside Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson in what film series about an a cappella group?
Oh, my gosh. This is so much easier when I'm not actually on. I don't know. Sorry. Pass it.
In the movie Elf, what condiment does Buddy put on everything?
Syrup.
Jay-Z turns 54 this week. Jay-Z, of course, married to Beyonce, who released an album that some misinformed people are calling her country album with their last name in the title. What was that album called?
Cowboy Carter.
And finally, what's today following Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday called?
I don't know. Take a nap Tuesday.
Hey, I like that. I think
like
we
too.
Should incorporate Take a Nap Tuesday. Let's get Tam back
in. I did too.
Jessica, you sound like you could use that nap.
I could use that nap. I got two little kids.
Oh, man. Okay, forget about it. You should be sleeping right now. What are you doing talking to us?
She wants to go to Disneyland.
Ah, that's right. Okay.
I want to take those two little kids to Disneyland, yeah.
Tire their little butts out.
All right. All right, Jessica did 2 out of 5, Tim.
Okay.
Britney Spears turned 43 yesterday. She starred in the Disney Channel show, The Mickey Mouse Club. Her younger sister, Jamie Lynn, began her career as a child actress on what Nickelodeon show?
Jamie Lynn was on, oh my gosh. Oh, my daughter watched it all the time. In that high school that they were in. And I had to tell her, listen, no high schools are actually like this one, honey. I totally forgot the name of it.
Zoe 101. Jessica did not know either. It's 0-0. Buffalo Bills quarterback Josh Allen proposed to actress and singer Hailee Steinfeld last week. Hailee starred alongside Anna Kendrick and Rebel Wilson in what film series about an a cappella group?
Pitch Perfect.
Pitch Perfect is right. Jessica couldn't remember. 1-0, Tam. In the movie Elf, what condiment does Buddy put on everything?
Maple syrup.
That's exactly right. Jessica went with syrup. It's 2-1, Tammy. Timmy, Jay-Z turns 54 this week. Jay-Z's married to Beyonce, as you know, who released an album that some misinformed people are calling her country album with their last name in the title. What was the album called?
Cowboy Carter.
Cowboy Carter is right. Got a few Grammy nominations from what I heard.
Mm-hmm.
It is now 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, what is today following Black Friday, Small Business Saturday, and Cyber Monday called?
Giving Tuesday.
Giving Tuesday is right. I know a radio station has got a St. Jude Radiothon coming up in just a couple of days. What a perfect way to give.
You bet.
Oh, by the way, I love Jessica's answer. She didn't know it, so she went with Take a Nap Tuesday.
Oh, I like
which
that.
Which I think we're all on board for. All right, Jessica. So Tammy beats you today, but here's the great news. You are taking your family to Disneyland.
You have 4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Awesome. Thank you, guys.
All right, Jessica, have a wonderful day. Hope you do get that nap. Unfortunately, before you leave, I have to have you say this.
Hi, I'm Justin Santi, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
All right, guys, it's Jim Costa from Cash the Ticket. And if you're betting college football bowl games, and that can be a dicey endeavor, we're the podcast for you. We're releasing breakdowns for every matchup with new episodes dropping almost every day. Subscribe to Cash the Ticket on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I can only take 2 seconds of that. I'm sorry.
I know.
Thank God we have the ability to turn that off. Oh, my goodness. I've gone ahead and raised a monster.
Just about every mother has probably uttered that sentence at some point in their life with something that their kid does. A lot of times, it's something that we've done to ourselves because they copy us. And I don't mean the screaming, just becoming obsessive about something to the point where you're like, oh, my God, this is all my fault. Producer Jessica is a prime example of this.
My son Walt is a Christmas decoration monster.
And that's a monster of your own creation.
Yes. Oh, 100% is.
Where could he have possibly gotten that from?
You guys. I mean, hi. It's so obvious he takes after me. It started a couple weeks ago. I went to go get some new Christmas decorations for our tree. We got a bigger tree last year and it just needed some more stuff to fill it up. And we were looking through the ornaments and I was like, oh, what about this color, this color? Oh, that one's nice. Nope. Pushed it out of the cart. I don't want that one, Mom. I want that one. Like, he was pulling the stuff he wanted into the cart and putting the stuff he did not want in the back. I tried to pick out all these nice stars. We needed a new star for the top of the tree. None of them were acceptable to him.
Right.
He had to get up and like climb up to get the one he wanted.
Sure.
And that was the only one that was acceptable.
Hmm. It's the monster of your own creation.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You know, my kids are a bit snobby about their food. I'm sure it's because of their mother.
Oh my God.
Yeah, man. You're right. They copy us. Mm-hmm. I mean, I'm not sure where this kid got this from.
But then sometimes the monsters we create are quite adorable, like this little girl I ran across on Instagram.
All right, I'm sorry I'm wasting a lot of your money, but I'm going to have to get a nutcracker and an ornament.
Well, treat. Are you
I'm
in
sorry
love?
I'm wasting your money, but I need an ornament. I'm sorry. Are you I really am sorry, though.
Are you? You don't look sorry, but okay. Those are so...
Oh, my goodness.
I can't decide if... She wasn't so adorable if she'd be annoying.
Yes, exactly. But she is. She's so cute. I've shared it both on John and Tammy and KSON's Instagram stories. Watch the whole reel because she's just too much.
A lot of times when you're looking at kids, yours specifically, and thinking, where did that come from? I've created a monster. Chances are pretty good because they're looking at you.
Right? Look in the mirror.
You know, I recently heard, I'll just say an argument between a couple who are friends.
Okay.
Saying that their kid got his road rage because of dad.
Sure.
So I'm guilty of creating a food snob monster.
Mm-hmm.
Jessica, a Christmas decorating monster.
Right? I'm trying
haven't
to think
heard
of
what you've created yet, Tam.
I don't think you've created a monster, but I bet Kurt has. I go back to Grayson having to create that costume and being meticulous about handcrafting everything in that
good point
costume he good made point for the gaming convention.
That's a good point.
Yes. That's very Kurt-coded.
It totally is, and you are right. And actually, we just had this discussion yesterday when he was talking about something. I said, yeah, I wonder whose fault that is.
Yeah, you're not getting off that easy. Which one of your kids looks up everything? Because they have to know everything.
Well, Grayson has always been the kid. Actually, that's not true, Mom.
Where did you get that from, Teresa? Yeah, Jessica? I wonder where that one came from.
It's probably Tammy.
Help! I've created a monster. How did you realize that? 833-287-1037 with John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.
I mean, just, you know, I'll drop something and I'll say F, you know, and he just would drop something and say it again, and then it just looked, yeah, not okay.
Oops, I've created a monster. Natalie did.
With the F-bombs, because what? Who do they learn it from?
I mean, Natalie didn't teach her kid a cuss. She taught her kid a gold star cuss. I mean, right? That's pretty much the top. 833-287-1037. Producer Jessica is guilty, as charged, of creating a Christmas decorating monster out of her son, Walt. Apparently, maybe fair, maybe not. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm possibly guilty of making my daughters into food snobs. Okay, I'm 100% guilty. I'm owning up to it.
When we create monsters of our kids, we call them a monster and then realize, oh, it's kind of all our fault.
It's like that Kraft macaroni and cheese commercial.
Yes, where the dad walks in and sees the brother taking a bite out of his sister's mac and cheese.
What are you doing?
She was full, I could tell.
Come on, she's not full. What? Where'd you learn this? Who taught you how to do this stuff?
You. All right. I learned it by watching you.
Parents who skim mac and cheese have kids who skim mac and cheese.
Exactly. We create the monsters. It is our fault.
Kyle is in North County. Kyle, how did you create your own monster?
So I accidentally taught them that bad drivers are D-bags, could we say that?
Yes.
Yes, you can say that.
Yes, you, by saying to that D-bag next to you, you're a D-bag, Mr. D-bag, they heard that, and now they're saying it all the time?
They're saying it, well, this was a couple years ago when my son was in preschool, and his teacher at the time was saying, hey, I was in an accident yesterday, my car's wrecked, that's why I have a new car, and my son says, well, does that mean that you're a D-bag?
Oh. Awesome. Awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, how horrible for you.
Got the call to come in and have a meeting with the principal and explain why.
And then the principal goes, I think I know why.
Yes. You created that monster,
Kyle.
Mister.
Not too pleased with Kyle Jr. today.
Oh, my gosh.
We are our own Dr. Frankensteins. We create our own monsters. We are only blaming ourselves. John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Well, it's another week, which means there's another country music-themed TV show on.
Well, but that makes sense. It's the CMA Country Christmas. They do this every year, especially for the holidays, John.
I'm not your bitterness. I'm not bitter. I'm not bah humbuggy. I'm just saying, does it seem to anybody else that every other day there's a very special Country Christmas or Country Arbor Day it's a Country Flag Day?
It's the award shows that you're talking about.
Okay, well.
And they all happen to come around the same time, it seems.
Okay.
But Trisha Yearwood and Amy Grant are hosting it, and this caught my attention because I was so shocked to read this sentence. Cody Johnson is excited to show off, quote, more of a Frank Sinatra and Dean Martin side of myself.
Cool.
I'm interested in. I didn't expect that.
Why?
I don't know. I think cowboy, not, you know.
I'm curious. When you look at Cody Johnson, what makes you think cowboy? Is it the big belt buckle, the tucked-in plaid shirt?
It's like the whole look. Plus, he's from Texas. Everything about him screams like he should be on Yellowstone.
I love the fact that he's going to embrace his inner Dean Martin, his inner Frank Sinatra.
Yeah, he's going to be singing White Christmas and I'll Be Home for Christmas, and he says he wants to show that side of himself. So I'm rather interested in this.
Meanwhile, there's a dude named Brett Eldridge that's saying, that's my gig.
Oh, yeah, Brett.
I'm the country Christmas lounge singer.
He is. He calls himself Mr. Christmas. He does a special Christmas tour every year. As a matter of fact, his new Christmas album features a duet with Kelly Clarkson called Sweet December.
Baby, baby, put on the Christmas songs. You made me want to sing along. Your heart's good at making me remember. It's gonna be a sweet December.
That's really lovely, actually.
I know, and I love the idea of new Christmas music, not just re-recording, you know, traditional country songs.
Is Brett Eldridge, is that his thing now exclusively? Is he just the Christmas guy?
I mean, I don't know if he's done an occasional pop-up show here and there, but that's kind of what he's been focused on, so there you go.
Look out, Mr. Eldridge. Mr. Cody Johnson's honing in on your territory. That country Christmas special is tonight, the CMA Country Christmas.
On ABC.
Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Danny's College of Hollywood Knowledge. Woo!
Let's go to Jan in Lakeside. Good morning, Jan.
Good morning, guys.
Jan, would you do me a favor and please kick Tammy out of our studio?
Hey, Tammy, step out.
All right, good luck.
Jan, I got 5 pop culture questions for you. If you get more right than Tam, you get $100 thanks to a garage door and gate store, Main Street and Lakeside, for custom gates and garage doors. A garage door and gate store.com. I want to remind you, Jan, that all ties go to Tammy, okay?
Okay.
Jan, what beverage company? Oh, by the way, I'm getting my Christmas spirit is slowly but surely bubbling to the surface. So all these questions are about Christmas, okay?
Okay.
What beverage company has used Santa Claus in its Christmas marketing since 1931? Pepsi, Coca-Cola, or Dr. Pepper?
Coca-Cola.
What color is the elephant that describes the exchange of amusing and impractical gifts during the holidays?
Ooh, purple?
What real-life department store does Miracle on 34th Street take place at? I'll give you a hint. It also hosts a specific parade.
Macy's.
What is the best-selling Christmas song of all time, Jan? Bing Crosby's White Christmas, Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, or Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You?
I'm going to say Mariah Carey.
And finally, what is the official Christmas flower in North America?
Poinsettia.
Let's get Tammy back in. Oh, Tamala! Jan, have you already made your Christmas plans, or are you still kind of up in the air? What's going down?
Oh, this year's been crazy, so everything's still up and down.
Yeah, I know, man. I'm off Thanksgiving now. I promised everybody that I would get into Christmas when Thanksgiving was over, mm-hmm. So now it's okay to talk Christmas.
Okay, excellent.
Which is...
Thanks for the permission.
Like you need my permission. Oh, my God, that's funny. So, Jan did 3 out of 5, Tim.
Nice job, Jan.
What beverage company has used Santa Claus in its Christmas marketing since 1931? Pepsi, Coca-Cola, or Dr. Pepper?
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola is right. Since 1931. 1-1, Jan knew that. Timmy, what color is the elephant that describes the exchange of amusing and impractical gifts during the holidays?
White elephant.
Yes.
jamming with Purple Elephant. You guys must be real crazy at your office. Never heard of a white elephant, Jen?
Yes, I have. I heard the question different.
Ah.
I know what that's like. I hear wrong, too, sometimes. I do.
It is 2-1, Tammy. Tammy, what real-life department store does Miracle on 34th Street take place at? I'll give you a hint. It also hosts a specific parade.
Macy's.
Macy's is right. 3-2, Tammy. Tammy, what is the best-selling Christmas song of all time? Is it Bing Crosby's White Christmas, Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree, or Mariah Carey's All I Want for Christmas Is You?
Oh, Lord. Let's go with Brenda Lee's Rockin' Around the Christmas Tree.
You are not right. Nor was Jan guessing Mariah Carey. According to Guinness, White Christmas by Bing Crosby is not only the best-selling Christmas holiday single in the United States, but is also the best-selling single of all time since the advent of recorded music. So there. So still 3-2, Tammy. And finally, Tammy, what is the official Christmas flower in North America?
Poinsettia.
That is absolutely right. Jan knew that. Final score, 4 for Tammy, 3 for Jan. Jan, you're not going to get any of Tammy's money, but we are going to hook you up with something very nice.
You have 4 one-day, one-park tickets to the Disneyland Resort.
Ooh, happiest place on earth.
All right, Jan, we appreciate you. Have a wonderful time at Disney. Unfortunately, before you leave, we do have to have you say this.
I'm Jan in Lakeside, and I flunked out of Tammy's College of Hollywood Knowledge.
So I don't want to freak anybody out, but apparently we're going to be invaded by aliens today.
Yeah.
Plan accordingly.
Yes, that's the clickbaity headline. Our boss here at our station is obsessed with UFOs and aliens, and I kind of am too,
Maniac.
In a way.
I'm sorry.
I'm just of the opinion that there's definitely more than just our little marble in this universe, and we just can't comprehend what's out there.
Yeah, but you didn't send us an email that says, hope everyone is prepared for the UFO invasion tomorrow,
That's true.
Our boss, the maniac. I'm sorry, Scott did.
So there is a gentleman by the name of Cliff High. He's very, 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 very smart, okay? And a lot of his stuff is kind of hard to listen to because there'll be words that you're like, I don't even know what that means. But I wanted to figure out just what he was meaning by the fact that on December 3rd,
today,
be prepared for an alien invasion. What he said was humanity would experience a major extraterrestrial event. So digging into it, he created basically, let's just call it an AI spider, and it collects data from all over the internet and adds all this stuff together and collects it and comes up with an algorithm that starts spitting out certain things that continue to appear. Oh, and by the way, he's predicted, I would say about 50% of his predictions have come true, like the tsunami in Indonesia.
Oh, really?
Just to name one. But there's some he's been off, like the dollar was going to collapse in 2011, and that didn't happen. And he says that. I'm right half the time I'm wrong. Anyway, the one thing that stood out is back in 2009, this data collecting said after Joe Rogan does an interview, I'm sorry, a podcast with Donald Trump, 39 days later, there's going to be this alien situation, okay?
And this happened 39 days ago? Is all accurate?
Today is the 39th day after that sit-down.
This is interesting now.
But here's the interesting thing. Back in 2009, there wasn't such a thing as a podcast. That word didn't even exist. So it's interesting how it evolved into that.
Now, Tammy makes this story interesting. And if you're a little confused, you're going to be real confused after you hear this guy.
Yes, he created a predictive system called Predictive Linguistics. His name is Cliff High.
I am alluding to the possibility that there's a short period of time between the, you know, barely over a month between the temporal marker and the visible contention that will appear in the skies that will go to the idea of UFO versus UFO and UFO versus jets.
So 39 days ago, Trump and Joe Rogan did a podcast, and that awakened UFOs that are hovering over the earth right now, just chilling?
No, that's the time marker, that 39 days after this specific podcast, to make a time marker, right?
So right now, the UFOs are catching that podcast?
So, no.
Do they subscribe?
It really has nothing to do with them exactly. It's just that after that event happens, 39 days later is when this is supposed to come.
So if you're asking yourself, why are UFOs fighting UFOs and other jets in the sky today? Maybe Mr. High, by the way, don't think I missed the irony of that last name. Mr. High will explain further.
Yes.
Good luck.
Somewhere on Earth, a human or a group of humans, or maybe it's already been done and we'll find out about it in that period of time, they're going to discover this like intergalactic interweb. They will discover that there's communications going on constantly around us, and to a certain extent, what we think of as Akashic records may be a concept that could be applied to vast galactic civilizations talking to themselves and to each other and putting data out in a particular space. And I'm of the opinion that our discovery of that confirms to us why we annoy the UFOs.
So basically, what he's saying, we've peeved off alien civilizations who communicate through space because of what we're doing is knocking out their internet. That's basically what it is.
What are they, a dial-up? They're aliens.
Something that we do here on Earth will wreak havoc on their internet, they is can, what he's saying.
They can construct a spaceship, travel all across universes, be here without us knowing, and we knock out their internet?
Who's
their carrier?
I don't know.
It's ridiculous.
That's basically what he's saying.
And listen, you know, I have no time for an alien invasion today. We got the St. Jude Radiothon. I'm just halfway through Yellowstone.
I know.
Can we just do it next month?
Yes. Oh, I'd love that.
John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON. Pharrell left for Thanksgiving break. Greg shocked us with the amount of activities that he had jammed in to his family trip to Pennsylvania. A trip, I might remind people, that was your one-year-old daughter's first airplane ride ever.
Yes, mm-hmm. Correct. A toddler and an infant.
So you had Thanksgiving with relatives.
Yes.
You had a wedding that you were the best man
in. Yes.
Your daughter was a flower girl. And your other daughter was getting baptized.
Yes.
Holy Lord, that's a lot. How'd it go?
And my niece turned one.
Oh, okay.
Yes, it was jam-packed full of fun family activities. We got it all in.
Did you?
And made it back to tell the tale.
Okay.
Greg could not be happier to be at work this morning.
How did the plane ride go?
Not badly, because as the role of the dad that no one is interested in, my role was minimal. So shout out to my wife for doing everything the whole time.
What does that mean that no one is interested in?
I want my mommy. No, mommy doesn't. No, mommy.
Sorry, Megan.
No, that's on you, Megan. No, mommy. Mommy.
Oh, yeah,
fine.
Good for you.
I know. I really got off easy.
I wonder what that's about.
Yeah, I don't know. It's kind
of
weird.
Of their lives.
Yeah, maybe.
Does Megan spoil them more than you do?
Probably.
The family festivities went well?
Yeah, everything was really, really nice. The baptism was beautiful. We got to see a lot of family a lot of times this week, which was nice.
Yes. How'd the wedding go?
Oh, the wedding was beautiful. Devin and her little flower girl dress.
Good job.
She was amazing. I had there was another flower girl who was a little bit older that kind of took her under her wing.
Gotcha.
It was beautiful to see.
How'd your toast go? You were the best man.
I don't want to brag, but it was pretty fantastic.
Okay.
Thank you, ChatGPT. You know, you feel bad because I'm back home and there's some friends back home that, you know, want to hang out too. But
at this point
in life, you know, back in my 20s, I'd go home and say, okay, bye, mom and dad. See ya. Great to see you and everything.
I was just thinking about that. Remember how hard we used to rage the Wednesday, the day before Thanksgiving? Everyone's home from college or wherever they are. Mm-hmm. That's why it's the biggest, one of the busiest
bar
nights.
There's a bar called The Works there that I've gone to on Thanksgiving Eve. Very, very popular. But it's also an arcade and laser tag and go-karts. So I had actually taken my nieces and my nephew there during the day.
Sure.
But I was like, yeah, I'm here on Thanksgiving Eve. It's a little bit different vibe now.
Sure.
Craig's looking wistfully at the bar. The adults laughing with no responsibilities whatsoever.
I remember those days.
Well, I used to be among you.
We're glad to have you back, Greg.
Thank you so much. Happy to be here.
If you're tired of turkey by now, Greg has you covered with his Lunchtime Link $50 gift cards for Smashburger. That's at 1220 John and Tammy, San Diego's morning show on KSON.